perfect. Bang on my chest if you think I'm perfect. Go ahead, bang on it.
No heart?
You gotta have heart. Miles and miles of heart.
This is Patchwork Heart Ministries' Young Catholics Respond, brought to you by Breadbox Media. Now, here's your host, Bill Snyder.
Thanks, Adam, and welcome to the program, everybody. I am Bill Snyder, and I couldn't be more excited to have my friend Anna Nuzzo with me today on Young Catholics Respond. Anna is an acclaimed international Christian recording artist and singer and songwriter known for her consoling music and beautiful prayer songs. She's transformed many prayers into songs such as the Marian Consecration Prayer, the Lord's Prayer, Memorare, Guardian, Angel Prayer, Hail Mary, Divine Mercy Chaplet, Hail Holy Queen, you name it. She has transformed. She has sung professionally for more than 20 years and credits her Marian consecration in 2012 for jump-starting her worldwide ministry. Anna sings globally for many retreats, missions, special events, pilgrimages, and conferences. When she's not traveling, she's hosting an inspiring TV series, Sing for Him, filmed in Chicago for Shalom World Television. Her music can be played and is played on many Catholic radio stations and online streaming sites such as Pandora, Spotify, and YouTube, and her CDs are available online at Amazon, iTunes, CD Baby, and many Christian bookstores in both the United States and Canada. Anna's website is annanuzzo.com, but Anna, welcome to the program. It's great to talk to you today. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's been a little while since we've talked, so it's great to catch up with you, Bill.
Yes, it has, but it's great. So you have so much going on, but I think one of the neatest things you're now doing is really hosting pilgrimages and going on pilgrimages and taking people around the world and inspiring them with songs. So I know you have this big upcoming pilgrimage in January. You want to talk to us a little bit about that?
Yes, I would love to. The Lord has brought this company called Select International Tours out of New Jersey into my life through Cece Triska, and she's a pilgrimage organizer, and she asked me to join her group to a pilgrimage to the Holy Land last year. She asked me if I would sing during all of the daily masses, and I was just so honored, and my husband came with me, and we were able to go to the Holy Land with her and her group, and it was amazing, and we ended up going twice last year. So it was quite remarkable, and through that, I've discovered that I love pilgrimages.
Who doesn't, right?
Who doesn't? I mean, I've never done an international pilgrimage before, and just so many blessings and amazing experiences and came from that along with so many people. So I was then asked if I would host some pilgrimages, and I will be hosting, like you said, one to Italy in January 2nd through the 13th with my dear friend, Father Dan Cambra. He's a Marian of the Immaculate Conception. He lives in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. And he's on actually my Divine Mercy Chaplet CD that came out right before the Year of Mercy. So he recites the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and then I also sing the Divine Mercy Chaplet. And that's been a very popular CD throughout the world and such a blessing in our lives. So to tell you a little bit about this Italy pilgrimage, I've been able to arrange a friend of mine, Joe Martirano. He's an amazing and accomplished choir director from Chicago, and he's going to be directing our choir because we will be singing at the Vatican for the Epiphany Festival Mass with Pope Francis on January 6th.
Wow.
So, yes, that, of course, is going to be the highlight of our trip. And I'm so excited to finally be singing for the Pope.
Yeah.
It's been on my bucket list.
Yeah.
And this is open to all, really good choir members who are interested in singing with us for this January pilgrimage. They can just go to my website, annanuzzo.com, and contact me, and I can fill them in on the details. But we'll also be singing throughout Italy, in Assisi and Loreto and Lanciano, where the Eucharistic miracle is, and as well as just touring the sites, praying, having daily mass. It's going to be just amazing, and I can't wait for this opportunity.
Yeah, it just looks so incredible. You know, these sites you're taking people to and going to and singing in is just, you know, unbelievable. You're going to Rome, as you mentioned, Assisi, Lanciano, San Giovanni, St. Michael. I mean, you look at the list of where you are taking people, and this is really a trip of a lifetime for many of your pilgrims. It's very, very inspiring to see where you're going, and to have a priest with you, like a Father of Mercy, you know, Father Dan Cambra, with you, just will add, you know, an incredible amount of spiritual blessing to it as well. So encourage people really
yes.
to do it.
Yeah, with pilgrimages, what I love is that, you know, of course, anyone can go to Italy, anyone can go and travel and go on vacation, but what's such a blessing with pilgrimages is we get daily mass. We have daily mass at all these holy sites with our spiritual director. So for this one, Father Dan. And so to have the opportunity to partake in that along with the holy experiences at all of the sites and you know, eating in Italy, which, as we all know, the food is amazing. And we're also, it's mostly central Italy and a little bit down south. So we are going to go down the Amalfi Coast to Pompeii as well. And I've been there before. I've been to Italy many times, but every time it seems like the first time. So all the details for this pilgrimage is on my website. And then also I'm excited to be going with Father Dan in September of next year to Poland and Prague. And that will be a Divine Mercy pilgrimage. You know, we're going to all the sites of St. John Paul II and St. Maximilian Kolbe, St. Faustina. And we are also going to Auschwitz to see where St. Maximilian Kolbe, you know, sacrificed his life for another. So that's going to be very, very emotional and moving as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, do you find when you come back from a pilgrimage that your own faith has just, you know, been enlivened and deepened and you understand more about the church?
Yes, I do. I do. I feel a closer relationship with Jesus as well. And my prayer life is enhanced because I try to go to daily mass, but, you know, sometimes other things I allow to just get in the way. So it's nice to know that you will be having daily mass, participating in the Eucharist, and that alone, you know, that sacramental is such a blessing in our lives and increases our faith.
That's you know, that's so good. And, you know, people who have never attended a pilgrimage before, maybe you've done more of a vacation to Italy, I really encourage you to take, you know, hold of this and you know, maybe attend, because pilgrimages do transform. They do change your life. There's something about, you know, that we're all on pilgrimage all throughout our lives. But, you know, especially for young people who maybe have the freedom to travel a little bit, you know, are able to do something like this, to encounter the Pope. You know, this Pope is incredibly charismatic, incredibly, you know, a holy man. And so just to be able to encounter that and to be able to enter into worship with a beautiful voice like Anna Nuzzo every day is awesome. So how great.
Thank you.
Of course, of course.
Thank you. And the pilgrimage, you know, a lot of people think, oh, it's probably cost prohibitive, but it's not. This company is very fair with their prices. And this 12-day pilgrimage to Italy is just $3,895 for land and air. So that's your airfare, that's your hotels, that's all the food except for a couple lunches, I believe. So it's all breakfasts and dinners, and that's airfare, you know, to and from Chicago to Rome and New York. Chicago, New York to Rome, back and forth. So, you know, it's really a good price for 12 days. So, and you get so much chance of a lifetime, really.
Yeah, it is. And so Anna, you know, really really think about you know, going with her. It's going to be a it's going to be a wonderful pilgrimage. I wish I could go, but I cannot.
I wish you could too. It'd be amazing. You never know. We'll
you
see.
Never know. Maybe in the future. But so tell us a little bit about because you know you've worked with Father Dan Camber. You've worked with some of the greatest you know, different you know, musicians in our area and around the world. You know, tell us a little bit about what you have coming up with your new music, because I know you're always writing. I know you're always working. Tell us a little about that.
Sure. I'm just finishing up my new CD, and it's called Amazing Mercy. This is my fourth CD, and I'm collaborating with Catholic author Jeannie Ewing. She lives in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and she has several books out, and she's amazing. I've gotten to grow in friendship with her over the past couple of years, and we have so much in common. We both feel called to help heal people, heal their souls, heal their hearts, and give them hope. So we thought, you know, why not collaborate on a project together? So we're combining seven of my new songs along with seven true stories of hers that coordinate with these songs. And the CD will be similar to my Believe CD, which was also stories and songs with Father Dominic Riccioli. But this one focuses on hope. And it's amazing because, you know, she'll share about her personal life, her children. She has a daughter with Apert syndrome, and she teaches us about that and the struggles with that, having a child with special needs. And, you know, we talk about themes that we think are pretty prevalent throughout the world. And, who doesn't need a little more hope, right? With family division and division with friendships, with politics and all these things, you know, and the evil one is really, really striking hard, as we know, during this time. So our CD, through songs and stories, I really believe is going to give people hope and happiness and, you know, increase their faith.
Yes, certainly. And, you know, your albums, your music, it really is very consoling, and I know it will do just that. Thank you for teasing that just ahead of the break here. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more about it on the other side of this, and also feature one of your beautiful songs, Mary, My Mother, to close the show. So right back after these messages here with Anna Nuzzo. I'm Bill Snyder. This is Young Catholics Respond.
Judy Hare was a bankrupt, homeless, drug-addicted college dropout on the brink of divorce, but is now a seminary graduate and devoted wife and mother of four children. What happened? Find out in her autobiography, Shattered, How God Restored My Heart and Life. Her journey of faith has been called brutally honest, truly inspiring, profound, heartbreaking, and life-changing. Shattered is available now for only $15 on her website, judyhare.com, on amazon.com, or at your local Catholic bookstore. As Judy says, it is never too late to become the person you deserve and desire to be. So stop wishing for change and start doing something about it by reserving your copy of Shattered today.
The Contemplative Stations of the Cross audio devotional is now available from Patchwork Heart Ministry. This devotional features an introduction and overview of the theology, history, and spirituality of the Stations of the Cross by Father Bill Zimmer, a priest of the Archdiocese of Chicago, along with an audio version of the Contemplative Stations of the Cross led by author Bill Snyder, and the Stabat Mater, chanted in Latin by Marissa Ellison. CDs are $7.99, and digital downloads are only $3.99. Copies may be purchased by visiting patchworkheart.org or calling
424-704-3278. That's 424-704-3278.
The words spoken by Our Lady of Guadalupe to Juan Diego nearly 500 years ago are almost too good to be true. Asking that a temple be built at the site of her apparition, she promised that here I will give all my love, my compassion, my help, and my protection to all those who love me, cry to me, seek me, and who have confidence in me. Here I will listen to their weepings and alleviate all their sufferings, necessities, and misfortunes. My name is Alan Napleton, and I live in Dallas, Texas. I have visited her shrine in Mexico City dozens of times, bringing my own petitions, and have found Our Lady to be true to her word. Over the years, I have brought hundreds of pilgrims to this holy place without incidents, and have now founded Viva Guadalupe, a nonprofit that provides safe and inexpensive pilgrimages to Our Lady's shrine. If you would like to take our Blessed Mother up on her promise and learn more about how you can visit this special place of grace, please visit vivaguadalupe.org for more information.
Subscribe to the Patchwork Heart Radio Podcast. We are available on the Apple Podcast, Podbean, TuneIn, Stitcher, and AHA Radio mobile apps by searching for Patchwork Heart Radio. You can also visit patchworkheart.podbean.com to subscribe and listen to every episode of Young Catholics Respond, inspirational talks, and other Catholic media content. Thanks for listening and being a part of our heart. Do you want to keep your finger on the pulse of Patchwork Heart Ministry? Follow our monthly blog, written on our hearts. Simply go to patchworkheartministry.blogspot.com and click subscribe and follow the on-screen instructions. That's patchworkheartministry.blogspot.com, then click subscribe.
Your heart is always beating, but you never have to think about it.
Welcome back to Young Catholics Respond. Once again, Bill Snyder.
Welcome back, everybody. I am Bill Snyder. This is Young Catholics Respond. Today, my guest is Anna Nuzzo, a critically acclaimed international singer and songwriter, Catholic Christian singer-songwriter, talking to me all about her amazing adventures around the world. I talked all about her pilgrimages in the first half of the program. But don't forget, you can sign up to go with her. On our website, annanuzzo.com, from January 2nd to the 13th. And they will be performing, or she will be performing with her choir during the Epiphany Festival Mass with Pope Francis. So you don't want to miss that. If you can do that, attend. The other thing is, we're talking about her new tour and CD called Amazing Mercy with Jeannie Ewing. And let's continue the conversation and pick it up there. As you kind of teased us before the break, you've got this wonderful CD that's going to mix your music with her story, which, is a format you've worked with in the past with Father Dominic Riccioli. But tell us a little bit more about, this CD, this project, this tour, because you're going into parishes as well.
Absolutely. We're so excited to help spread our Lord's amazing mercy. So the CD is called Amazing Mercy. It's based on one of my new songs of the same title. And what we're trying to do is just through story and song is share the beautiful healing of God's mercy and love through our stories and songs and through these 1 hour events that we're available to do. We're able to go, anywhere throughout the country. We've already started booking some throughout the Midwest. But we are available to come to your church. And we're just trying to spread inspiration and encouragement to everyone along their journey in life, their faith journey. Life has hard ups and downs, but God is always good and God is always there. So we're there to hopefully remind you and inspire you and give you hope. And I'm really blessed to be collaborating with Jeannie Ewing, who's an amazing Catholic spirituality writer. And she focuses a lot on the topics of grief and redemptive suffering and waiting. So her books are very inspiring. I've read a couple of them. And she's been on EWTN and many radio podcasts. So she's she's just very inspiring. And I really believe, we both believe that sort of joining our gifts and spreading them together will really help console hearts.
Yeah, and, you know, there's so much brokenness out there in the world, as you kind of alluded to. There's so much, there's so much brokenness, there's so much healing needed in our world today. We're just being bombarded from every possible side out there by the evil one. And so, you know, when it comes to young people, when it comes to, you know, hearing the gospel, doing it in a way with music and with story, isn't that kind of your story, especially parable, is how Jesus taught, you know, us. And so I think through story and our own stories and relating, you know, our witness is such an important thing. And so, you know, thank you for doing that and making it available, you know, widely available for people so that they can just put it in their, you know, CD player in their car or download it on their phone.
Absolutely. Yes, they can download it. It'll be available in October. I'm almost done recording all of the songs, and Jeannie already recorded the stories. And like I was saying before the break, they're all true stories. So just amazing events that have happened in her life that correspond with the themes of the songs. And it's really a journey. The whole CD is a journey. And it takes you throughout different aspects of her life. But I believe we can all relate to these incidences. And then, of course, she ends each story with like a theme and inspirational advice and things like that. And her, I can't wait to be doing, our first event is in November, and it's in Dubuque, Iowa. And we're going to be adding to a retreat that's already happening. So it's like a grief retreat. So I'm excited about that. And then I know we have an event in Milwaukee, and then we're going to do some here in Kenosha and in Indiana. But we really want to spread this mission throughout. So I encourage, you know, anyone to talk to your pastor, talk to your DREs at your churches, and have us come out to your church and spread our Lord's amazing mercy.
Absolutely. We, you know, definitely do that. And again, you know, Anna's information is all there on her website, annanuzzo.com. So don't hesitate, people, to, you know, go right there and, you know, contact her and get it booked. But in addition to that, these things fly by so fast here, Anna, and I want to make sure that we talk a little bit about the song that we're going to promote, a play here at the end of the, you know, program. So talk to me a little bit about Mary, My Mother. I know you have the TV show as well, under the same title, right? So talk to us a little bit about that.
Yes. So I've been blessed to work with Shalom World TV out of Chicago. It's a Catholic channel. And I have my own program on there called Sing for Him, which airs monthly, the second Monday of the month. And that is where I interview choirs and showcase them singing a few of their beautiful hymns that they do at church. But Mary, My Mother is another program that I was featured on. And basically, we filmed some music videos of some of my Marian songs, and they're interspersed throughout this program, which airs weekly on Shalom World TV, called Mary, My Mother. And if you miss it live, you can watch it on YouTube. You can just Google Shalom World, Mary, My Mother. And this was the theme song that I was commissioned to write for them. So we have a shorter version for the actual theme song, but the longer song is going to be on this CD, because I never did put it on a CD. It was a single. And this was an amazing opportunity to finally put the song on a CD. And it just talks about, of course, you know, our Blessed Mother being there for us, being our mother and being always there. So this song corresponds with a story of Jeannie's about the miraculous medal, which is an amazing story. So it will be featured on the CD, and I look forward to sharing this song on the CD.
How beautiful. We'll leave our listeners with this, beautiful song. as we close here. So is there anything you want to add? I mean, I know I'm going to try and get Jeannie on the show as well here in a couple of weeks so that we can continue to promote this amazing Mercy project and tour and CD and everything out there. But anything you want to leave our listeners with as we go to the song?
I just hope that our listeners are listening to Christian music, Catholic music, as much as they can, because, you know, whether it's mine or these other fabulous artists that are out there, I do find that music touches us very deeply. It touches us in our souls. And sometimes when we're reading or listening to things, it's the music that really can touch us deeper than anything else. So I just hope that the listeners are getting encouragement and hope and feeling our Lord's love through some of the beautiful music that's out there.
Well, this is certainly beautiful music. Right now, here is Mary, My Mother. This has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond. Big thanks to Anna Nuzzo. I'm Bill Snyder. Keep beating to your Catholic heart.
When I was feeling sad and thought that I was all alone, you wrapped me under your mantle, and you embraced me as your own. You were waiting there for me to come to you and surrender all. Mary, my mother,
of Young Catholics Respond. For more information about our program or to be a guest, visit patchworkheart.org, email info@patchworkheart.org, or call 424-704-3278. That's 424-704-3278.